3 degrees in Nashville. Should be a sunny day with a high in the low 90s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The Ryman and Grand Ole Opry could be for sale. They're part of the Opry Entertainment Group, a business owned by Ryman Hospitality. Company leaders confirmed yesterday that they are looking into the possibility of finding a new owner for the entertainment group. Morgan Stanley has been hired to evaluate the situation. A message to investors says the company hasn't entered into any agreements yet and that a sale is not certain. For the past year, residents of Scott County have been worried their area on the Cumberland Plateau could become Tennessee's dumping ground. Developers are proposing to create a 700-acre landfill adjacent to the existing Volunteer Regional Landfill. According to State Recycling and Waste Management, Middle Tennessee is running out of landfill space, and five of the region's seven landfills are set to reach capacity within the decade. The dump site is also near a rail transfer station, where trash from communities across the state will be transported on the rail cars and unloaded at the transfer station. Local leaders and residents are packing public meetings to make it very clear they do not want it. In the words of Huntsville Mayor Dennis Jeffers, quote, they picked on the wrong hillbillies this time. There's also opposition from neighboring Kentucky. Residents in McCreary County worry that contaminated liquid created by the decomposing waste could pollute nearby waterways. The proposed project could generate $1 million in annual revenue, but Scott County residents say they are not willing to sacrifice their health for extra revenue from the massive landfill. The Hermitage Presidential Estate is updating one of its tours to offer a more honest portrayal of the people enslaved there. Over the course of his life, 7th U.S. President Andrew Jackson and his family enslaved more than 300 people. His home site has offered a tour about those enslaved since 2018. But this summer, the Hermitage is refreshing it, says Cody Youngblood, the site's director of experience.
We found that there was too much emphasis on Jackson's realm and the enslaved people who worked in it. We wanted to focus on the enslaved people's world and how the Jacksons fit into that.
Some descendants of people who were enslaved by Jackson say the tour is missing the mark. Jamel Campbell Gooch is related to a man mentioned on the tour. He says before a tour, he'd first like to see some acknowledgement.
They have never officially apologized for the harm that they have caused generations of the descendants of African chattel slaves. They have never apologized.
Campbell Gooch also says he hopes that some of the proceeds from the $50 tour could go toward a scholarship fund for descendants. The Hermitage told WPLN News that tour dollars go back to the Hermitage for preservation, research, and education. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.